بسم الله يا أبو الابن الروح القدس الواحد تحل علينا نعمته وبركته من الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهور أمين. إحنا بنقرأ السنكسار بعد إبراكسيس أعمال الرسل علشان القديسين والشهداء هم استكمال لتاريخ الكنيسة اللي ابتدى في سفر أعمال الرسل. Today is the 22nd day of the blessed month of Barahmat. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. While our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren, amen. On this day of the year 386 after Christ, the Holy Father Ambacirillus, Bishop of Jerusalem, departed. This father was chosen in the year 348 Anno Domini as a successor of Amba Maximus, Bishop of Jerusalem, for his knowledge and righteousness. He did not stay long in his chair until a contention arose between him and Acacius, Bishop of Caesarea, about who had the right to be in primacy over the other. Well, Kirillus' argument is that he was the successor of St. James, one of the 12 disciples. And Bacrullus had sold some of the church vessels and distributed the money on the needy because of a famine that befell the land of Palestine. Acacius took this chance and made an effort to obtain an order to exile him from the country. And Bacrillus was exiled without anyone listening to his case. In the year 359, he appealed his case before the Council of Cilicia. The council called Acacius to hear from him his argument, but he did not attend, so they judged by removing him from his office and the return of Kirillus to his chair. He did not stay long, for Acacius went and enticed Emperor Constance to assemble a council at Constantinople, and the Arian bishops agreed with him. This council convened in the year 360 Anno Domini, and ordered to exile the saint once more. When Constance died and was succeeded by Julian, who ordered the return of the exiled bishops to their chairs, the saint returned to his chair in the year 362 and shepherded his people faithfully and honestly. But he resisted the Arians. They went to Emperor Valens, the Arian who invalidated the order of his predecessor Julian, stating the return of the exiled bishops to their chairs. This way, St. Kirillus was exiled from for the third time, where he remained until the death of Valens in the year 379, when Theodosius the Great reigned and assembled the 150 in a council against Macedonius the Second Universal Council. This father attended and opposed Macedonius, Sabellius, and other heretics. The saint composed many homilies and exhortations, exceedingly profitable in the doctrines of faith and all traditions, then departed in peace. May his prayers be with us. Amen. On these days, also the honored father and the unblemished bishop, Amba Michael, bishop of the church of the Nakada, departed. With his prayers, may the Lord have mercy on us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.